Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to continue our conversation on caring for Minnesota's seniors in rural Minnesota. And last week we talked a bit about the availability of assisted living and in-home care and so forth and the disparity in the Twin Cities versus outstate Minnesota and some of the challenges that presents. I'm wondering if this puts maybe a little extra pressure on the families of the elderly to care for their loved ones.
That's very true. It really does fall on the family members and friends to take care of their older friends and relatives where these services aren't available. We find that in rural areas, it's seniors who do a lot of the volunteer driving for older seniors. You know, whether it's to get to the grocery store, if your little town doesn't have a grocery store anymore and you have to drive 20 miles to the next store, you know, you have to depend on someone to get you there. And so, you know, it is that community dynamic when you don't have things like assisted living and in-home services to take care of those things for you, where you really do, you know, see the dynamics of a rural community. That leads into probably one of the biggest issues with long-term care right now is trained staff. Healthcare in any area right now is having a hard time getting staff. There's just a shortage. A large number of registered nurses and the family care practitioners are retiring. You know, they're baby boomers, they're retiring. That generation that's coming behind, which is my generation, is not very large. It's what used to be called the baby bust, you know, the Generation Xers. And so the healthcare industry in general is in kind of a mad scramble to make sure that we have enough people to actually take care of the baby boomers. One of the big problems that nursing homes have is how their services are paid for, how they actually make money. And it's complicated. The state and federal government control a lot of it. And the upshot of it is that in the last few years, nursing homes have on average been losing money. But nursing homes can't charge more for nursing home care for anyone than they charge for their medical assistance patients. So if medical assistance isn't covering the cost of services for the patients, the nursing home is losing money.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, and it's something that hasn't been addressed in a major way in the last almost 15 years. And so this is the year that it looks like the legislature is looking at doing something about that.
All right. Well, there's still lots to learn about elderly care.
Definitely.
In rural Minnesota and how it compares to Metro, but I really appreciate your insight on this. I'm Marnie Werner from the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.